This is Compass Your Life by JDC. I'm your host, Cassandra Lee. Today's topic, we're talking about let go and grow. Let God, because you're not. This is JDC himself. How are you today?
I'm super, super excited. First, I want to say, you know, thank you to everybody for your response. Number one, the last podcast was amazing. A lot of people benefited from it. A lot of people were grateful about it. A lot of people emailed me, and you know, I'm excited. I love the fact that you are realizing that in some areas of your life, you know, you need a doctor for your head, and you're going to the head doctor and not to the foot doctor. So congratulations for that. I'm really happy for the results you're going to be getting. And let me know how it went. Let me know how awesome it's doing. So with that in mind, I'm very excited, Cassandra. I'm looking forward to this podcast as well, because I think it goes in good connection to the last one that we had about excuses. This particular one, I want to talk to you about, you know, drop the baggage. Mm-hmm. You know, this baggage that you've been carrying, you know, a lot of us carry baggage. I did it for many, many years. I carried this baggage on me. It was tiring. It was definitely not helping me. It was weighing me down. It was making me sick. At one point, I was losing my hair. I mean, prematurely, that is. I was young, okay? And I was carrying baggage, a lot of stuff. I was putting on me things that I should have never put on me. And I talk to so many people, and I hear them, and they're carrying things that they shouldn't be carrying. And that's kind of like playing God. Would you agree?
Definitely, definitely.
And so I want you to know today that you can drop it. Let it go. I promise you will grow. Don't play God, because you're not. So let's talk about that today.
Let's talk about the first part, right? Let go and grow. So you're talking about holding so much baggage, you know, the burden that it gives you, and, you know, that you're, you know, lose lack of energy, all that good stuff. So talk to me about what happens when you let go of that baggage.
Well, I think first let's identify what the baggage is.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to name a few, all right? Unforgiveness, anger, unresolved issues, the addiction that you need to be connected to every problem in your life, okay, in order to feel important,
right.
Okay? Depression, all right? You know, negative feelings about yourself and about what you do, and about your life, and the over drama that is around you, and that you just get so immersed in it that you lose the essence of who you really are. That's the baggage, okay? You know what? Drop it. Let it go. Give yourself the permission to let go of that, because carrying that, my goodness, puts you in such a bad place in life that what you're supposed to be seeing, you're not seeing because of the heaviness has you looking down instead of forward and upward. The floor, you already know is there. If you look forward, you can see the floor, you can see straight ahead, and if you tilt your head a little bit, you can see upwards. And if you really want to look up, 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 you turn it all the way back and you can see up. There's times for that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that baggage needs to be dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. So you say, how do you do that?
Right, right.
Very simple. I think it always comes down to deciding. Decide that you're not going to carry it any longer. Forgive yourself so that you can forgive others. Know that you're not perfect and neither are other people. It's okay if they hurt you. They did it to Jesus. All right? And you know what? I need you to trust and believe that if anybody hurt you, God knows about it. And that it's okay. Harboring the anger and the hurt and the unforgiveness makes you sick.
It doesn't do you any good.
No, it'll make you sick.
Right.
It'll also make you unproductive. Mm. And it'll also counterproduce your actions. In other words, you're going to go out and plant And you're not going to be able to grow the tree
right.
because it's counterproductive with your actions. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah.
So drop that bag that, that you're carrying on your shoulders, man. It's heavy.
Right.
It's making you hunchback. And so those things will not allow you to be effective in life.
So that correlates with last week's episode, which is, the excuse yourself for making excuses. So the first thing you're saying to let go of our baggage is to decide. And once we make the decision, is to just do it. Now, if we make excuses about making the decision, then we need to re-listen to the podcast from last week. Apply the podcast from last week with this one, and the decision to let go of the baggage will become that much more easier.
Yes.
Right? Now, what happens right after you let go of this baggage?
Well, when you let go of this baggage, some of those things inside the bag, you're going to want to take them out. And you know what? My suggestion is that you keep a tight lid on that bag. Burn it, put it away somewhere, forget about it, and press on forward because God will give you the strength to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want you to understand that in life, there is two things. One, emotions, and the other is practical or material. An example of that would be if some event happens in my life, all right? We need to look at it from the event point of view, not always the emotional point of view. And a lot of times we mesh those two together and we come up with a scrambled egg that goes inside that bag and it begins to stink our life.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So, for example, if my water heater breaks in my house, all right, I cannot get emotional about that because I may not have the funds to fix it. So money becomes emotions when it really doesn't need to be. That boiler needs to be fixed, and that's all there is. If you make it about your feelings, oh my God, I don't have no money, how am I going to lose, how am I going to take a shower, right? You know, immediately drop it. Let's not put excuses like we learned, okay? What is the solution? Got to get it fixed. You may not be able to get it fixed this week or next week, but it's got to get fixed. In the meantime, heat up some water, mix it with cold water, get yourself showered, all of those things. There's always a way to get it done.
Right.
And we have not learned, a lot of us, to look at things from those two point of views. It is what it is, nothing more, nothing less. John Maxwell talks about that, right?
Right, right.
So you want to look at things from what they are, practical and emotional, and don't mess them. And the other thing about it is practical problems always have a solution. Emotional problems also have a solution, but you can manage them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Either one, you keep moving forward. Don't mix your emotions with the practical things. And don't get the practical things to become emotional.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. That makes total sense.
It's part of the baggage too.
Mm-hmm.
Drop it. Keep it going.
So you can grow.
So that you can grow.
You know, when that line reminds me of a hot air balloon, right? And in order for it to go up, they have it down. They put the fire in. Starts creating, you know, the flight. But they have it anchored to the ground. That's the baggage. Once they let go of that anchor, what happens? The hot air balloon goes straight up. It
shoots right up.
It soars up. So that's what I think of when you say let go and grow. Just put it down and you'll see the height that God can take you to. It'll just take you so much further and further. So now let's talk about the second part. Let God, because you're not.
Absolutely. You know, when we read the Bible, and we start to build this relationship with the Lord, we get to understand our role. And I think it's a lack of understanding and a lot of ignorance when we start taking the role of God. Carrying that bag is playing God.
Mm.
You know, pray it up. Take all that baggage, pray it up. Put it at the feet of Jesus. He will establish your thinking. He will establish your steps. He will direct your path. And so when we carry it, it is important to remember to stop carrying that. Give it back to the Lord. He will take care of it. And that's where trust comes in. And you keep moving forward and your faith in God. A lot of people say, I have faith in God, but they're still carrying the baggage.
Hmm.
No, you don't have faith in God. You have faith in you.
Right.
And you're doing such a bad job at it that is weighing you down and you don't know what's going on.
Right.
You know, let it go so that you can grow, right? and then give it to God because you're not God.
Right, that's his role.
It's very simple, all right? But we have issues of control.
Right.
And we want to control everything in our life.
Right.
And we want to make everything right when we're not in control. Be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
That's what the word says. So let go of the control. That's another part of the bag.
Right.
In the baggage, right? So very simple, everyone. Give it to the Lord. There is the alerts in your life, all right? The signals in your life that ought to let you know to give it to God. All right? When you find yourself over worrying,
mm-hmm.
when you find yourself trying to control things and situations,
when
you find yourself frustrated and overwhelmed,
mm-hmm.
when you find yourself you know, beating yourself across the head. You know what? Instead of going crazy, get on your knees.
Yeah.
Give it to the Lord. And you find peace. And when that peace comes, suddenly you straighten up. And that inner man in you starts to shine. And it starts to look more like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm going forward now. I can do this. Because now you have understood your role.
Right.
Okay, you are a vessel that is supposed to be filled by God in order to do the things that you need to do. All right? If it's a little bit complicated today for you, I do understand. You know, the most important thing that I want you to get from this today is that drop the bag. There's no need for you. Even if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in anything other than yourself, you know, be nice to you. Why are you carrying all that stuff that don't belong?
It wasn't meant for you to carry.
Exactly. So drop it. Keep it moving. All right? And that doesn't mean you're being irresponsible. That actually means that you are being responsible to yourself.
Mm.
Okay? That means that you're understanding your role, and that takes responsibility. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
And so, you know, back to the fact that you are not God. You know, it's offensive to God that you try to do his role.
Yeah.
All right. It pains him to see you trying to be him because he already paid the price. He already did for us. And what we are to do is to praise him, to worship him, and to do our part, to move in our role that he has placed for us.
It's like a parent and a child. You know, you have the parent who has gone through a series of events in their life that's led them up to where they are today. And so they learned so many from their mistakes. They learned so many lessons that when they have their child, they want to teach their child principles so that way they don't have to repeat the mistakes that they did in their life. And then you have the child who, when they're with their parents, doesn't want to listen to the parent about the lesson. They have their pride. I can do it. I'm fine. I can handle it. And then the parent has to respect it in a way and close their mouth and just see their child go through unnecessary struggle, unnecessary pain when they tried to save them that trouble. But in the end, it's the child's choice.
Absolutely.
And so that's exactly what God does. God has experienced and God understands. He knows what's about to happen. And here we are, we're saying, God, I got it. I can handle it. You know, I have it under control. And God has to sit back, because he's a gentleman, and watch us go through unnecessary pain. It hurts him. Why did Jesus carry the cross?
Exactly. You know, this is something that we can talk about for days.
Yeah.
All right? Because this bag, sometimes it starts very little. And we just grow it.
Mm-hmm.
We start putting things in there like worry. Pride, like you mentioned, control, you know, the belief that life needs to be your way, that you need to know everything, you know, all
sometimes,
this kind of stuff.
Sometimes people put other people's burdens. So, like, if you're going through something and you vomit on me,
yeah,
then so, suddenly that goes in my bag.
Yeah, being the savior.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to save
savior.
Everybody.
There you go. That's,
yeah, that's not your role either.
Yeah. Goodness.
So, you know, let it go. To grow, let God, because you're not. This is something that, you know, perhaps we can repeat another episode of this to expand more on it. But in the meantime, please follow that. Give yourself the permission to drop it because God wants you to drop it. Don't play the role of God, because you're not. Know your role. And I promise you that life becomes so much more fulfilling and wonderful. And that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to feel and live the abundant life. Listen. Today. Drop that bag.
Yes.
Drop it.
Yes.
And you will see the difference in your life. And people will see the difference in your life too. And suddenly, a whole new world opens in front of you. That's been there. You just were looking down. It's been there, but you were just too tired, too heavy. It was there already. And Jesus wants to make your yoke easy. Until the next time, this is JDC. Remember, be content, but never complacent. Always go for more. What a shame if you don't. God bless you.
Wow, I'm totally blessed by JDC. Let go and grow. Let God, because you're not. I'm already thinking of some things that I want to put down so I can continue to move forward through God's will. I hope that you're doing the same. Connect with us more on his Facebook, on his Instagram, and his Twitter. Do all of those things. Send us some more reviews so we can know what we've been doing to inspire you and what more topics we'd like to continue doing. Until next time, have a great day and God bless you.